Chapter 3. Jake Runyon. Runyon liked to drive. Always had, in recent years to the point of compulsion, if not obsession. When Colleen was alive, they'd taken all sorts of long and short driving trips together. During his time on the Seattle PD, he'd done most of the driving while in uniform, and again after he was promoted. He should have been behind the wheel instead of his detective partner Ron Kane in the high-speed chase after a fugitive homicide suspect. If he had been, maybe, just maybe, he could have avoided the truck that came out of nowhere and slammed into them, killing Ron and putting him in the hospital with the triple fractured tibia that had required 2 surgeries, given him a permanent, if barely noticeable, limp, and ended his police career. After the goddamn ovarian cancer ripped Colleen away from him, and he'd gone to work as an investigator for Caldwell and Associates, he'd been on the road a lot as part of the job, and also started taking long weekend and nighttime drives. That pattern had escalated after he'd moved down to San Francisco in the abortive effort to reconnect with his estranged son, Joshua, and gotten the field operative's job with Bill and Tamara's firm. He'd traveled every major road in the Greater Bay Area and beyond the past 5 years, using up downtime and logging thousands of miles, familiarizing himself with his new home turf. During those 6 terrible months while Colleen slowly wasted away, driving helped him develop the ability to shut himself down without losing awareness, a kind of cat-like patience that kept external forces beyond his control from touching him, kept the pain and memories more or less at bay. Didn't matter where he went or why. Being on the move satisfied his restless need for activity, gave him a measure of peace that he hardly ever found when caught between 4 walls. When he stepped out of the Ford after a long drive, he was calm, focused, ready to face another day and whatever tasks went with it. So he was always glad when assigned to a case that required a road trip, as this one to Eagle Lake in the Sierras did. He'd never been there before, had never even heard of the place, but that didn't matter.